This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on a Wednesday evening. We'll start off today by saying good evening to Michael.
Brandon, Minnesota.
Yes, that's how they say it.
Great town.
I don't understand something.
And good evening to Don.
For the Yankees to beget Jared Cole.
Excuse me?
For the Yankees to beget Jared Cole.
To beget and got the name wrong, too. Wow.
Who are you taking
Jared
out?
Cole?
I just stumbled.
By the way, I used your thing on the game the other night. I said, who are you taking out?
Who are you taking out?
Somebody how I used
me.
It.
I don't know if you credited me or they just...
No, I didn't.
Just, yeah. I don't
Let's
get a
go
lot of love
Don!
From you on Yes.
You what?
I don't get a lot of love from you on Yes.
It's almost like he acts like he doesn't know us.
Well,
it's a very serious endeavor.
Right.
See, there he goes again. Like, we're not good enough, Peter. This year, there's been two trivia questions that I got right. And he didn't even, like, mention, Don LaGreca from the Michael Kay Show chimed in and did know that the last time that the Yankees and the Mets both led their respective leagues in earned run average, it was Ron Guidry and Craig Swan.
See, but I think you know why that goes on, Donald, because there's a lot of crossed wires here. The Yankees own Yes, and the Yankee games on radio on another station are a competitor. So if I happen to start promoting our show on the radio or on the TV, the Yankees aren't going to be happy because one of their business partners is our competitor.
So the little box behind home plate, Peter, that says, you know, listen, watch the Michael Kay Show,
right?
3 to 7,
right?
But that's on Yes. It doesn't say anything about ESPN.
You could have
just said on the Michael Kay Show on Yes. They bang, bang, bang.
Wow. You know what? I'll do it.
I don't need you to do it.
No, I'll do it.
Never speak my name on that game ever.
I'll say it today. When they start having a bench-clearing brawl, I'm going to say, this is what Don LaGreca would do.
Because, you know, it's almost like, you know, he'll play a little reindeer games here, you know, in kindergarten with us. But, you know, when it's really important, like a Yankee game, come on, we're going to mention Don and Peter? Come on, it's a Yankee game. Now, if we're playing Tonka Truck over there, I'll throw your name out left and right. But on the big bad Yankees, Don and Peter, come on. We've got stuff going on.
Yeah, this is the big
time. This is the big league. This is the big time. Don't you for a second think that's not true.
No, I know what it is. It's sad, too. Sad. Michael, you requested it. RJ has found the audio of my cameo.
Wow, the people are getting it for free on the radio.
They're going to get a taste of this cameo.
Anybody who hears this right now has to send Peter $50.
Let's hear how I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Vampire Fantasy Football Draft. I'm your host tonight, Peter Rosenberg, and very excited to announce the draft order. It's going to be a mage season. I think there's a lot of talent in this group, and let's not waste any time. Let's get to the big draft order you've all been waiting for, all right? Number one, love this guy. Talented, smart, savvy, good looking, Matt. The number two pick will go to Chris. Not a big fan. The number three pick will go to my guy. They call him it for a reason, Big Tom.
There's an edit there that RJ made. RJ, how would you describe what you edited there?
Unairable, is what I would say.
I took a guess. So now I know what he was talking about. I took a guess at how he got the nickname Big Tom. Oh, God. Now I realize how awkward it is. So I made a joke about how he got the name Big Tom.
Of course,
it was about his father.
So you alienated him, everybody.
So the entire group is now watching this draft video where I'm saying Big Tom, and he's like the one older guy in the group who's someone's dad, and I assumed he earned that nickname a different way.
But here's the other thing, too, and it's been a while since I've played fantasy sports, Peter.
Yeah.
But part of the fun is to have, like, cool names, not, drafting first is Matt, and drafting second is Mike. Get some names. Name your team, for God's sakes.
Right. So I tried. That's why I spiced up Big Tom.
If you pay Peter $50, he'll say the most mundane thing. Don't worry about it, Don.
Yeah, no matter what you want. I'll give you a regular name. I'll make up the nicknames if you want.
Well, he was just doing what he was told. I'm asking those guys that have the fantasy league. Can't you spice up the names a little bit?
You know what, Don? You and I have to, like, put, like, a couple of 50s together and get him to do the most obscene things and not know that it's for us. And then we'll expose him.
Well, by the way, so I've seen those ones happen before.
Sure,
where they
that's
get, like,
Brett Favre.
Yeah, they get, like, some yo-yo to say something really stupid. But I don't understand. Wouldn't you just pass on it?
Well, you just didn't know. I mean, you get a script and you read it. The thing that happened to Favre, I forget what it was. It was some organization that was not very credible, but they spoke in code. So he wouldn't have picked up on it.
I wonder if Cameo is going to damage, like, getting radio drops from artists. Because, like, artists come to radio stations, they just sit there and record drops for you. But if they're like, hey, dude, I get $100 for these on Cameo, game could change. All right, guys. You want to talk about the sports?
Yeah.
I think we should. I think it's important. The Giants were in action today a little bit. They re-signed last year's starting center, John Jalapio. Big fan myself.
Jalapio.
That's what I say. just 8 months after he tore his Achilles in the season finale. They also signed Johnny Halton. You guys familiar with the former Raiders, Steelers, and Eagles wide receiver?
No.
I'm not.
Hey! Bear! Hey! No. No. Come here.
Bear's going to the area. The lampshade's not working.
I got to put it back on. Sorry. I took it off because he was eating, and now I'm paying the price for it. So, yeah, any idea about Johnny Halton?
No.
I'll be honest. The name doesn't scream top-flight wide receiver.
I'm not familiar with his work.
Does that worry you if he's been on the Steelers and the Eagles and you don't know who he is? Anyways, he's on board now as well. So they're trying to fill out some of the thin areas on the roster.
I love it.
I'm glad you feel good about it, because we know you're all in on Joe Judge. You've been saying it all week, and I think something weird's going on.
No, nothing weird. I know talent. I'm a talent spotter.
I think Hanlon got to him.
That's what I think. I believe the Giants' PR department.
I have had no communication whatsoever with Pat Hanlon.
Tell me the truth, Don. From what you know about Michael Kay, tell me the truth. Someone delivers a package of something really expensive and nice. Like maybe like a pair of sneakers that are hard to get that he thinks are really cool, or like, you know, it probably wouldn't be food. It would, you know, he doesn't care about food enough because he has horrible taste. It would have to be like something clothing in that area, an amazing gift, maybe stuff for the kids, and a note saying, "So looking forward to the season and hearing you talk about the Giants this year." Do you think Michael Kay is the kind of guy, Don, that would soften his view on, yes, on Joe Judge?
I'm not suggesting he can be bought.
That's what you're suggesting.
I'm suggesting that you, for a small fee, you'll reevaluate the situation.
No. First of all, I can't be bought. Second of all, I did not like when he would not say the names. I think that's clownish. But I like what he's done. I like the cut of his jib. I like the way he gets interviewed. I like everything about him.
Okay.
And I think that he's going to be a star here for a long time.
Well, see, but that's, I hope you're right. Hear that part.
That's
what he always keeps doing. He keeps adding this extra sauce.
He cashed it up. You know, he just went 5 seconds too long with his comment. What you just did there was the equivalent of saying, we've got guys that can throw 98 too.
No, you know, or it's like, for me, when you give too much information, like when anyone gives too many excuses for why they can't do something, you know it's a lie.
Right.
If someone invites you to a party and you go, I can't, my daughter's sick. Okay. But if you go, oh, my daughter's sick and my wife is busy and I have something tomorrow morning, that just means you don't want to go.
Peter,
you're just giving a list now.
This is how big this guy is already, okay? I'm looking out the right field. They have something called the Joe Judge's Chambers here.
No, that's not. That's
Aaron not for
Judge.
Joe?
No, that's for Aaron.
Oh.
Although, that would be the way things are going, they may change that. So
I'm not going to have you disparage Aaron Judge.
Love Aaron Judge.
All right.
I love Aaron Judge.
Just pipe down.
No, I'm a big fan. And
89,
I think,
baby.
I hope they find a way to keep him here. But I was paired with someone on the radio last week who has given up, moved on.
Carlin?
That's yeah. right. Carlin's well, all the way just, out.
Carlin.
Doesn't think there's any way to spend the money on him.
He I get the most inappropriate inappropriate text from Carlin during the game yesterday.
Really?
I said, oh, what a funky slide by Gio Urshela. And he texts me, he goes, keep saying funky, I find it hot.
Wow.
What's during a game? Funny, yeah. I mean, how am I supposed to concentrate?
Well, that's a weird guy.
Because you know he's oiled up at that point.
No, we're talking. What?
He actually watches games nude.
Well, speaking of which, did you guys hear when you were listening at any point last week, they're opening a Krispy Kreme flagship in Times Square, and they are going to have a glaze waterfall. And I believe as a station promotion, Chris Carlin should swim naked in it. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't agree with you more.
What are we just like purging the listeners? Are we going to start over? Like you said, a radio station promotion. Who wants to see that? No offense, I love the guy.
I would jump in naked and swim around in that.
See, that he said it himself.
I think that would be a good look, Don. I think that would bring listeners in. Again, it's like the accident on the side of the road. It's called rubbernecking.
And it's radio. You know, it's not about watching us. It's about the attention it draws, Don, the conversation.
We're also on TV, but...
All right, guys. Aaron Boone Booney, as he's known, has been suspended.
You know what? I don't know.
That's
Neither
right.
Neither do I.
And so has Chappie for 3 games.
And why?
Because he threw at someone's head.
Okay.
Here's Booney on how he doesn't believe he should have been suspended.
No. I mean, no. I don't think I should be sitting out tonight, nor Chappie. But I also do respect the process and the thoroughness and the care that they gave to kind of walking through this. And so, you know, I accept it, but I certainly don't agree with it.
What do the 76ers have to do with this?
Excuse me?
Respecting the process.
It's a great point. That's trust.
Boy, that process completely blew up.
I love it.
They gave away 4 years of their life for nothing. No championship, nothing.
Nothing. Not even close.
Right.
The last year.
God hates
me. They can't even get Jay Wright to leave Villanova.
It's not fair.
Last year, guys, Kawhi Leonard's, if he doesn't stick that buzzer beater dagger in game 7 in the Sixers, maybe it's a different story.
But he did. Well, that game was tied anyway. They could probably still
lose. It was horrifying.
Chapman today, in a Zoom press conference, said, to explain the whole situation, and just to be clear, I have no intention of hitting anybody at all.
That's not true. Here's Kevin Cash of the Rays, also is suspended, and says he doesn't want to talk to Aaron Boone.
Do you have any interest or feel the need to talk to Aaron Boone? He did say he thought your post-game comments were reckless and inflammatory today. He said that.
No, I don't feel the need to do that.
Chippy, Frosty. Chipperoo.
Frosty.
Is there a little part of it that makes the Yankees look bad, though? That I mean, this has been a back and forth now for a few years. And the chin music, or however you want to call it. Michael, what did you call it earlier? Bow tie, spaghetti, yep. Or whatever you said.
A bow tie. Give someone a bow tie.
That's been going on for several years. Does it look a little petty, though, that Tampa has just owned the Yankees recently, and then they go that hard?
See, that's childish on your part.
Really? So, Dom, was it an unreasonable question?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Own them. All right, so the Yankees are 2-7 against them this year. Last year, they beat them more often than they lost. So this year, it's been bad. But lately, you're acting like it's
no, lately,
it's
this year.
Let me ask you this. Let's ask it this way. The same history. Same number of guys getting thrown at, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Does last night happen if they had beaten the Rays 6 in a row?
It might if the Rays kept going up and in on people.
No.
And you're wrong. Look, the Yankees were owning them when CeCe threw at them. They just don't like being thrown up and in.
But I get it, but there was a specific incident and CeCe took care of it.
Right.
But Chapman went too far. And I think that you can't just rule out that the Yankees are just a little irritated that in a year that they were supposed to run away with everything are right now being owned by a team that most people couldn't name 3 guys on the team. I mean, it would just be human nature for them to feel that way. I'm not killing them for it. I just think that it's part of the narrative. It's really probably bothering them. that this
I'm
was
sure
supposed
they're not
to be
happy
their
about
year.
Losing
right,
seven
so they're not
nine.
Happy about it. You know, so, I mean, the Rays have, I think, they hit the Red Sox more, and there was one other team they've hit more in the same span. But I don't think there's anything between those teams because they're not battling for the same real estate, and the Rays have been a real pain in the neck to this team. And, yeah, they've beaten them more times than not, but when you consider this is the big market, small market, the disparity is unbelievable. Most people don't think the Rays should be a bother to the Yankees, and they are, and right now are better. And I'm sure that irritates them. And that little irritation coupled with everything else can be enough to have what happened last night.
Let's move on to another big story from the day, which is Kirk Cousins talking to the Vikings podcast, 10 questions with Kyle Brandt, his thoughts on COVID.
For me personally, if you're just talking, no one else can get the virus. What is your concern if you could get it? I would say I'm going to go about my daily life. If I get it, I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to let nature do its course. Survival of the fittest kind of an approach, and just say,
yeah,
if it knocks me out, it knocks me out. I'm going to be okay. You know, even if I die, I kind of have peace about that. So that's really where I fall on it. So my opinion, you know, wearing a mask and is really about being respectful to other people. It really has nothing to do with my own personal thoughts.
Sorry, that's on a Vikings podcast. Kyle Brandt does some other sort of radio show.
I think
show.
It's on Spotify.
But I think Michael won me over with his argument. At first, I thought he was a nozzle. But now I have a lot of respect for him because I think clearly this is someone that does not think this is a big deal and yet still wants to respect others, respect the people that do think it's a big deal and wear the mask. Borderline hero. If the people that think like him would act this way, there'd be people at Yankee Stadium tonight.
Yeah. I think that's so important. The videos that infuriate me are the ones where people come into Walmart and start screaming in the face of somebody making minimum wage who has been entrusted with getting the non-maskers out of the store. I think it's ridiculous. They should have armed guards there, but I guess that costs too much money. And then they're screaming without a mask into somebody's face. I don't know how I would hold back if I was that person. Those are the people that anger me, because if you don't believe in this, okay, then don't go to Walmart and at least put a mask on to protect other people in case you have COVID-19. So if you don't think that there's any way that it helps you stop it, it's been proven that it helps it from spreading. So the fact that he said that he wears masks out of respect to people, I'm all good. If he wants to die, he wants to die. That's his choice.
If he dies, he dies.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kemba Walker and Marcus Smart got hot in the fourth yesterday. Celtics came back and beat the Raptors. They're now up 2-0 in their second round series. The two combined to score 27 points on 9 of 10 shooting in the quarter. Smart hit 5 straight threes to erase that 8-point lead for Toronto that they had to start the fourth. Kemba hit a huge three on the left wing with 2:24 left. Celtics rolled. The C's getting me sort of excited about the NBA playoffs, not going to lie to you. And if that didn't do it for you, guess what? You had a game 7 between Utah and Denver, and it really was, the end of that game was fascinating. Denver got the ball with under 10 seconds left, up 2. And instead of sort of trying to sit on the ball, Don, or, you know, dribble it out, get fouled, they decided to run the floor instead. Missed a layup, giving the ball back to Utah with under 5 seconds left, but enough time to get up the floor and get a good look, Don, with a three that would have won the game that rimmed out.
It was a great finish to the game. And something very rare, Peter, I don't know if you like thought about this. Like, where did that score come from in the hub? right?
I
that's like
I
a looked, first half for most playoff games.
I know. I thought I thought for a second I got ready for bed. I had had the game on, got ready for bed, got in bed, turned on the game, saw the score, and I go, oh, perfect. I have the whole fourth quarter to watch.
I did the same thing.
Really?
I did the exact same thing because I was watching the Islander game, and that's what I was mostly engaged with. And I was flipping around. I said, let me see what's happening in the NBA. And I just saw the score, and I just assumed that it was still going on. And I was surprised that when I saw the final next to it, I'm like, wait a minute. What happened?
Yeah, totally wacky. Let's hear from Donovan Mitchell after the game.
The pain that's on my face right now and the way I feel, I can only imagine what's going through these victims' families. And I know I'm probably going to go back there and cry again, but I just want to go out and just say, look, man, like, this is a game. People lost their family members to police brutality and racism and shit, and I can only imagine. So I want to say that. I want to get that out there because the way that I'm feeling right now is nothing compared to that. And I appreciate the NBA and everybody in this league for continuing to push that message because it's not stopping. I just wanted to say that. Whether we won or lost, that was going to be the first thing I said. I forgot to say. I should have said it, but yeah.
Well, this has been 6 months of putting things in perspective, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of different reasons. So, yeah, I just wonder what a lot of these players, like, feel. Like, can you get that upset? I know this is your livelihood, and you desperately want to move on, but with everything that the NBA stood for, you know, how it really puts it in perspective, doesn't it? So I would think the fans are kind of the same way.
Well, not, yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's been interesting for Mitchell. I mean, you're dealing with so much happening in the world. The team had a weird situation, of course, with him and Gobert at the beginning of COVID.
Right.
God, their relationship was in flux after he got COVID, and we knew that Gobert had been seen taking it lightly, and that was the beginning of the NBA shutting down. So to think about where it comes to an end for the Jazz and where the whole thing started with the Jazz. And then on top of that, of course, everything going on with police brutality and social justice. Mitchell's just also kind of coming into his own as a star. A lot going on there.
Now I think you're just as devastated if it was a normal situation. But I think your recovery from the loss may be different because that's when you kind of put it in perspective. Like, he did it right after the game, but I think he's kind of saying what everybody's going to feel eventually anyway. Those gut-wrenching Game 7 losses that probably take you a month to overcome. You go home, you kind of look at where the world is and say, you know what, in the grand scheme of things, I'm in a pretty good place.
Absolutely. Let's hear from Adam Schefter, who's on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, talking about the Alvin Kamara contract situation in New Orleans.
They've been talking about a contract all through the summer, really all through the offseason. They still remain apart by a couple of million dollars per year, roughly. And so while that negotiation's going on, I don't think Alvin Kamara's been real happy with the way it's gone lately. I don't think the Saints have been real happy about the way it's been gone. I was told he was an unexcused absence for a few days. He would argue that it wasn't an unexcused absence, that he just wasn't there at all times, but he was in the building. So what's right and what's wrong? I'll tell you what's right. They have a dispute. They have an issue. He's going to be back at practice today, really for the first time since last week.
What leg do you have to stand on? What are you willing to do? When does it work out for these running backs when they make those stands?
I know.
And we say that we hear the same thing. Well, he's different than most running backs, right? He can do a lot. And you're right. But in that system, do you have to pay $15 million to somebody to do that?
The amount of backs that have been successful during the Sean Payton era in New Orleans, generally for a short period of time. But well, that's a good point, Don.
So this is a third-round pick that I think is immensely talented, but I think took advantage of the system he's in with a world-class quarterback, a world-class offensive mind. And he wants $15 million a year, supposedly. So somebody may give it to him, and make him the featured back with a coach that isn't as good, with a quarterback that isn't as good, and then you're going to see what the Saints were talking about. Now, maybe I could be wrong, but is he the kind of guy that you plug into an average offense and he'll be dynamic enough to make them great? Or is he just somebody that is just part of the right system for him? I think it's the latter.
Well, this might be the last opportunity for Matt Harvey. Joined the Royals. I covered it in ENN a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The former Mets All-Star has now started three times for the Royals. He has an ERA of 15.43, 12 earned runs in 7 innings. Yesterday recorded just 4 outs while giving up 5 runs in a 10-1 loss to the Indians. He said it just kind of fell apart pretty quickly. I kind of felt like this past week I'd kind of figured some stuff out and was pretty excited about that, pretty excited to go out and show that. Clearly it just didn't happen. I think once I didn't feel like I did this past week, I think I was searching for that, and it really was just kind of a struggle from the beginning. Got to tell you, the more I think about Matt Harvey, Don, the more I think about the 30 for 30 that his life the last 5-6 years is.
I know. I got a great question for you, Peter.
I think
this could be an absolutely terrific discussion that maybe we can save for when we come back.
Okay.
Michael and I jumped on Harvey for all of the stuff that he did early on. You know, with the post spread, the ESPN magazine spread. Like, he just grabbed the stardom and ran with it before he was even really actually a star. You know, being courtside at Knick games. Like, he was really playing the role of star. And we said, you know, why don't you pump the brakes just a little bit? Because this is such a humbling sport. And why don't you just establish yourself before you start getting involved in all that stuff. And I remember we got a caller back in the day saying, hey, because it can all go away, shouldn't you take advantage of it while you have the chance?
Now that
it is all kind of blown up on him, Peter, when you look at the decisions he made early on, was he wrong to do that? Should he have waited and established his career and focused a little bit more on that and become a star and then get involved in all the things? Or did he end up doing the right thing?
Right, because maybe
and taking advantage
happened.
Of what little time he had to be a star. And now I'm starting to lean towards the latter as well.
So, Don, it's like a Back to the Future mind-bending question.
It really is.
That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday evening.
Oh, you just continue to impress.
Well, thank you. I'm doing my best.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.